You're listening to Hey Bitches Podcast, episode 149. What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Carly, and welcome to Hey Bitches Podcast. Each week, we get together and chat through sex and dating, health and wellness, navigating every season of your life, and so much more. Think of Hey Bitches as your weekly get-together with your besties to explore new perspectives, take away new knowledge, and level up your life. Are you ready? Let's get into the episode. Hey bitches, what is up, you guys? It's your girl, Carly. Welcome back to Hey Bitches Podcast. Hope you guys are having an incredible day. Today, I'm very excited for this episode because we are joined by my girlfriend. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hi. What do I say?
Introduce yourself. Tell the people your name.
I am Carly's girlfriend. No. Hi, I'm Debbie. Carly's girlfriend. What do you want me to say?
That's good. I love you.
Hi.
I'm excited for today's episode because we're going to play the newlyweds game and we're going to see who knows the most about each other as well as ask some questions. I asked over on Instagram any questions that the people would want us to answer. So we will go through those as well. But before we get into the episode, I wanted to talk about how we met. And I wanted to talk about how we ended up dating because this is hilarious because we both tell very different stories. And I thought, why not have the other half of the story on the podcast today to tell what you think is the right version of our story? Do you want to go first? Do you want me to start?
No, you go first.
All right. So
let's hear all the...
I was in LA and I was there for VidCon and I came home. And at the time, our mutual friend was doing like flyering for an event. You guys have actually heard Britton on the podcast before. Britton Keenan came on the podcast to talk about speakeasy and queer bars. I think it's episode 1, I want to say 40. But Britton Keenan came on the podcast and... it was actually that event that they own that we were going to hand out flyers for and promo for at Pride on June 25th. And so, like I said, I got home from LA the day before, showed up just by myself. Britton was like, hey, you should come to Pride and help us do these things. I was like, okay, sounds good. Originally, I thought it was just Britton that was going to be there. That's like, I guess what I understood. But I showed up and there was like a group of people and you were one of them. But there was like, what? Maybe 6 of us?
Yeah.
Something like that? You gotta talk. You can't just look at me the whole time. You have to talk into the microphone.
Well, it can hear me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's like 6.
That was something like that. Sure. 6 people I'd like never met before. I guess 5 of the people I'd never met before besides Britton. And I was like introducing myself and all of this. And I went to go shake Deb's hand. And I was like, what's your name? And she was like, Deborah, in the little quietest little mouse voice. And I was like, okay. But then I was like, no, wait, what's your name? But I like didn't let go of your hand the whole time. I did it intentionally. And the way Deb likes to tell it is that
No, keep going.
What do you mean?
No, keep going.
Are you just going to tell your own version after this?
Do you want me to give my version as you're talking?
Well, what do you...
Because there will be a lot of interruptions.
Is that not the correct version so far?
Go ahead.
Sure, go. Okay.
Keep going, baby.
So anyway, I'm purposefully like, what's your name? Again. And like, have not let go of her hand. And she's like, Deborah. And I was like, okay, nice to meet you. We go about our day at Pride, and then we're all like, we should go get something to eat. And so we all get in the car and we drive to this restaurant and we go on the rooftop patio. And something about me, if you guys don't already know this, I've actually talked about this before on social, and I don't know if I've actually talked about it on the podcast, but one of my like toxic traits as a person, which I don't even think it's like a toxic trait, but one of my like get the group together kind of traits is I love to buy bottle service. So, and like also too, it was June, it was hot outside, it was sunny, it was fantastic. And I was like, ugh, there's like 8 of us or whatever at this point, we should get a bottle. So I bought a bottle of tequila and we sat out in the sun and got food and we're chit-chatting. And I remember you were sitting in a different like side than me at first. I was in like one corner and you were in the other corner on the other side. And I think somebody got up to go to the washroom and I like scooted over and I was like, hey.
And you said, hey, military.
Well, I SK. So yeah, well, you have a giant military tattoo.
We don't need to tell the people that.
Yes, we do. No, we don't. It was my opening line. And I was like, oh, are you in the military? And you were like, how did you know that? And I was like, sorry, let me just consult your arm. for a second. And then we started talking, and I thought you understood the assignment, but there was no assignment understood, because that conversation basically like lived and died there. And then I like passed my phone around. I got everybody's Instagrams and I got yours. And I was like, oh, you're German? And you were like, yeah. And I was like, so am I. And you're like, okay. I was like, oh my God, this is like pulling teeth. And so we paid our bill and we ended up coming back to my place, and everybody hung out here because we were going to go out. Like, I live next to the gay bar. It was nice outside. Like, we were all going to, you know, hang out and have fun. And so everybody comes up here. We're chilling, drinking. The story that you love to tell about how I poured you the worst drink you've ever had.
Yeah, that part.
And then you left.
To walk my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You left. And I was like, okay, cool. But then you came back and I picked you up from downstairs. And it's funny because like when you tell this story, you're like, that's what I knew. So I went to go pick you up from downstairs. But in reality, like you couldn't have gotten up anyways because my building has like fobs and like whatnot and you can't get to any other floor. So I was like, oh, I'll just go pick you up because...
You could have sent anybody else at that time though. But you came down there by yourself and then you just gave me this look. Not the look completely, but a look.
Okay. So you come back upstairs, though, and then we were sitting kind of in this exact thing. I think you were sitting here in my seat, and I was sitting there. And then we were talking about something. That's when you brought up the fact that you were married. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I guess this lives and dies right now. And then you're like, oh, no, we're not together anymore. And I was like, oh, okay. So there's still hope. And then we just started, like, I don't know, chit-chatting more, just like
you read
friends.
My whole birth chart.
I did.
And then roasted me the entire time.
I did do that too. It was endearing, wasn't it?
I did not feel like it. I was like,
I love you.
I was like, this person is either super psychotic or really trying to pick me up.
I had to do so many obvious things that you just would not pick up on. Literally, our friends, like when we tell the story back, were like, it was so clear that I was flirting with you and you just weren't getting it. There was nothing behind the eyes.
I have my defense to that. I will not tell it just yet.
Okay, well, anyway, so then this is where the infamous egg chair comes in our friend group. I have an egg chair on the patio and it's seen the most action ever because so many people shared their first kisses there. So many people have done other things on that egg chair. Some people have done other things.
You mean some people or you mean you and I?
You and I have done other things on that egg chair. But no, you were out there by yourself at one point. And I was like, let me go try again. And so you were out there just listening to music, just sitting in the chair. And I was like, okay. Then I sat down and then we were talking and all of this. And this is the moment where you say this was a turning point for you.
Yes. And you know why.
Why?
Because you gave me the sex I want to fuck you eyes. You looked into my soul and with your eyes you said, I want to fuck you. And I said, okay, bet.
But I don't think I did in that moment, though.
How else would I have switched from you having to work really hard to then me putting in the effort? How would that have happened if I had not blatantly, obviously gotten the I want to fuck you eyes? Because we didn't, we were only talking about music and like religion and that stuff. And I was at the point telling you that you looked like the person who liked top 40 music.
Yeah, that was
and
so,
you were
so rude
super
to this day.
Offended.
That's rude to this day.
So you did, in fact, give me the I want to fuck you eyes.
All right, well, Deb swears that I gave some eyes. But the thing is we still didn't even really, like nothing really happened until we went to the bar. And this was the moment where this move, I talk about it all of the time still, because I was like, wow, that's never happened to me before. Because for the most part, and I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, I'm so used to being like the provider. I make the most money. I'm the one who like wants to take care of everybody and da 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 da. And we were at the bar and we were ordering drinks. I was like, okay, well, this is kind of a business expense, whatever. And so I had my business credit card out, which is like an Amex Platinum, which is like the metal card. So if you've never seen one before, you're like, oh, this is kind of cool. And so Deb totally played me because we were at the bar and we ordered our drinks and whatever. I had my card out. She had her card out. And I was like, weird. And she goes, oh, can I see that? And I'm thinking like, oh, like she wants to see the card, like whatever. And she snatches it. out of my hands just to pay for our drinks. And I was like, wow, this has never happened to me before. This is crazy. And then I had to pay you back the next round that we got. But by this point, though, too, it was what time was it when we were at the bar? Probably like 9.
Way later.
I don't think it was way later.
I thought it was like 12 or something.
No.
I have no idea. I in my mind, it was way later because it was like super dark out. Because it was like June and it was super dark. So it would have been like a bit later. I don't really know.
Anyway, well, to illustrate the point, we'd been drinking all day.
Yeah, yeah.
like we were.
Sure have.
We were lit. Like truly so drunk. We got more drinks at the bar and we're sitting, and this bar had these little like couchy areas.
Mm-hmm.
And there was me and you, and then there was our other two friends who are also now dating on the other little couch next to us. And we were talking, we were chit-chatting, all of this. And I remember you were sat on my right side originally. And then the second time we went and we got drinks, you came over, you put your legs over me. Do you remember that?
Didn't I tie your shoes first? Because you tie low integrity knots.
You did tie my shoes. I remember that. Because then I didn't untie them for forever. And now you still tie my shoes because you hate the way I tie the knots.
You get like, it's infuriating. You suck at tying shoes.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Anyway, so you tied my shoes. So then it would have been, maybe it was my legs on you. I don't even remember. But I do remember that we were like a lot closer at that moment. And then we both kind of leaned in and kissed each other at the same time.
Yeah.
And that was our first kiss. And then it was in that moment that Deb went, oh my God, yeah, she is into me.
I knew way before then.
Way before.
Like on your balcony, first of all. But when this, the questionnaire that we're doing, I was, one of the questions was, when's your first kiss? I honestly was going to see in the corner outside.
Oh my God. So then after that kiss, you are right though. After that kiss, we went and we like went upstairs and made out like at the wall right next to the bar.
Where, as we later learned, like, these guts.
Yes, 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 yes. And then we closed out our bar tab and whatever, and then we went to Central. Like, the four of us walked over to Central.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, oh, you should try my drink. So we went and we ordered. Our two other friends, like, literally didn't even make it into the bar. They were so lit.
Yeah.
And yeah. So then it was just us.
Yeah.
And we drank four Carly's Choices to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we got anything else. I don't remember. I don't think so.
I was so lit at that point, I didn't even care.
You were so lit that you delivered the iconic line.
As we were walking home, wasn't it? Or was it in the bar still?
I think it was in the bar. It was in the bar when we were sitting at the booth.
And I straight up said, are we fucking or not?
Yeah. It was crazy.
I looked into your soul.
You did look into, you looked directly into
your
soul.
And I said, are we fucking or not? Because I was just going to go home.
Okay, but tell the people why you were just gonna go home, and why also too that you weren't like super aware of me flirting with you.
That's coming up. Are you done your story? Are we done?
Okay, well, you said, are we fucking tonight or what? And then we went home and we had sex. So
yes, we yeah, sure did.
We sure did.
We sure did. And I no.
What?
Not
what were you gonna
not,
say?
Not important. Never
what
mind.
What were you
gonna
say?
No,
baby.
So my version of the story is going to be very quick, but. When Carly originally took my hand and asked for my name twice, I just thought she was super deaf. Because in the way I said my name was how I normally say it. And it wasn't even that loud. Like, we had walked off to the quieter part of the festival we were at. And had no idea that she was flirting with me. Because why would a 10
Shut
flirt
up.
With a 2? Okay. And then it kept being completely clueless. Because I had originally had another date set up that night and was not looking for two people at once. So that is my defense on that. And then the elevator one, I for sure clocked you on that one because I, first of all, had no idea that you had to use a fob to get up and down. And then when you came down and got me, I was like, damn, is she trying to pick me up right now?
And the thing is, I don't even think I was like trying to pick you up in the elevator. I was just existing. I literally.
You were standing so close to me for someone who had just met me.
I don't think
you
I
were. Yes, you were. You were literally like right next to me, and you know, even to this day, whenever you come close to me, especially in public, whenever you come like right next to me, I immediately get turned on. And so it's just us in the small elevator, and then you come and stand right next to me. I'm like, damn, this is happening, I guess. And then you started bringing up my birth chart or whatever as soon as we get into your apartment, and I'm like, she really tried hard.
Well, because you gave me no indication.
I wasn't going to. That was my whole point, is like, I had somebody else lined up. Not you.
Well, aren't you glad you didn't go on that other date?
I don't know. I never went on it.
Anyway, that's how we met. But then you literally still did not want to date me afterwards.
Because I knew I was getting deployed, though. I knew I was getting deployed and it'd be long distance. And literally had just recently, like, this was June when you and I met.
Yeah.
And then in April was when I had broken up from my marriage. But it was a long distance. And the reason that we broke up was because of long distance thing. And knowing from June to December is like 6 months, knowing that that was our time frame when I'd be deploying, just as girlfriend, not even like us married, because I was married as my last long distance, and now we're just like girlfriend long distance. I had my doubts, okay? I feel like I have justified reasons for everything I did that first day, and for the while on that I didn't want to date you.
You didn't want to date me probably for like a full month until we started dating. Because we literally started dating basically 30 days after we met, which yeah. I think is like considerably slow for like a lesbian timeline. Oh yeah,
it's very slow. I've literally started dating people like the day after I met them.
Like, that's crazy.
I know, but it's the lesbian timeline.
Well, not for us. We have a very straight timeline.
Yeah.
Honestly, we have a very straight, stereotypically straight relationship timeline.
Right but now. I feel like it's because both of us have like had the full experience, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, we've dated a lot of people. We've dated like a lot of different people and done like have had different timelines. And I feel like we're at a point where we both know kind of what we want and what we don't want.
Yeah, I agree. That it's not like worth rushing into and doing those things.
And a lot of relationships that I feel like that I've known where people have rushed into it haven't lasted. So trying to save us, you know, I'm being the hero.
The hero yes. of our relationship? Now. I think despite the fact that we have like a quote unquote straight timeline relationship, we did do the very gay thing of hanging out and then never stopping hanging out. Because you did go home that next day after the first day that you stayed over here. And did you come back that same night? I think you did.
Yeah, because you had posted on your Instagram story. You were like, so my hookup from last night is coming over again tonight.
Oh my God, you only know that because you just
No,
because
that wasn't private. That wasn't on your private stories. That was public.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I maybe meant to put it as a private story, but
but no, I remember seeing it and I was like, damn, do I not go over? Like, oh. I was like, I don't know what to do.
Oh, maybe it was a public story.
No, it was.
Oh. Because I think I don't think it was supposed to be.
Well, I saw it.
So. Damn. Okay. Well, you came over the next day.
The next night.
Yeah. The next night. Whatever.
I don't think I ever didn't come over since then.
I think there was like one night maybe. Like in that first week.
I don't know.
But you came over. But also I feel like it was kind of in a way where I feel like the stereotypical like lesbian first date is like you stay over and then you spend every single hour together for like a straight week versus you like would come over during the night. We would like hang out and whatnot. And hang then out. You would.
Yeah. We would hang out.
We would hang out.
You know, this is not PG-13, right?
I know. Yeah. We would hang out. No, we would have sex. We'd hook up. We would like, but we would hang out. And then you'd go home the next day. It's not like we spent that whole day together. It wasn't probably until the second week that we started doing that. But I think within that first week, though, is like maybe the third day is when we went on our first date. Like our first like actual date, we went to Wilfred. Mm-hmm. That was like the third day or something like that, I feel like. And then we just never stopped hanging out, essentially.
Well, I feel like it was because we all have the same friend group. And if like the reason we hung out so much is because we do have the same friend group. So if you weren't hanging out with my friends, I was hanging out with your friends. And now we're just all the same
friends. All our friends, yeah. That's true. But you had inner turmoil to battle, like the first like 3 days. Because you left my house that first day and was like, I have to break off my situationship.
We don't tell the people that one. Keep that shit to yourself.
You keep that shit
to yourself. I did. I did. I love you.
I love you.
Go ahead. What are we doing now?
But anyway, and then after that, I feel like how we started dating was also very anticlimactic.
That's a big word for a small child.
The way we started dating was anticlimactic in a way where it was like we were basically hanging out every day. Like we weren't seeing other people. And we went to that basketball game.
I wasn't seeing other people.
Okay. By that point, I also wasn't seeing other people. I went on those two dates probably within the first 2 weeks that we met. And then it was
Isn't
like,
that where we're still at?
No.
Oh.
This is like the last 2 weeks because we like talked for like a solid month. Like our anniversary is the 23rd.
Yeah.
So it would have been like almost a full 30 days, like a full 4 weeks. But we went to that basketball game. And at this point, you desperately did not want to date me, but also wanted to date me. And I was so over it. And I remember we ran into my friends and I was like getting so tired of explaining like, oh, this is Deb. And people being like, what does that mean? That I think I literally was like, this is my girlfriend. Do you remember that?
Was it the night I was wearing like the gray shirt?
We were at K-Days. We went to that basketball game.
All I remember from K-Days is that stupid military thing you made me go
to. It was that day.
Is that when we started dating?
Yeah. You don't remember?
Oh, those two girls that were walking out. Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. But at that point, we had already asked each other.
I know, but what I'm saying is that I said that to more than like other people. When we were there. I think at the basketball game, we ran into somebody I knew. And I was like, oh, this is my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Then I teased you about it. I was like, oh, so we're girlfriends.
And now. I was like, it was just easier to explain. And then we were standing in line for that ride that we did end up going on.
Yeah.
And
when I forced you to go on.
Yeah.
Because the closer you got, the more scared you got.
Yes. And then you were like, so are we dating? That's literally how you asked me out. So are we dating or what?
I thought you were the one who said it.
No, you brought up the conversation and you were like, you call me your girlfriend. I was like, yeah. You were like, so are we dating? I was like, yeah. Mm. It was just so uneventful.
I'm sorry. Did you want roses?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I did, actually.
You never gave me a girlfriend agreement, so.
Oh, well, maybe I should have done that. Maybe I'll do it again for our anniversary. I'll make you sign like a girlfriend contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Okay. Then, now we've been dating ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I feel great.
Yeah.
What answer? You know I love you. You know I touch your butthole.
No, you don't. I touch your butthole.
I try to touch your butthole.
You do try. I get a lot closer, though.
Listen, I don't have Superman ass like you do.
That's because I was a dancer for so long.
Ass of steel is what I call you.
Your ass is steel. Actually, No. You don't have ass of steel, but you got great booty cheeks. I'll tell you that. All right. Well, let's get into the question portion of today's episode. Now that you know how we met and our little backstory, I'm going to defer to the Instagram questions, Instagram Q&A. There's a couple of them in here. The first one comes from our friend Michael, which I think is hilarious. But the question is, how is Carly dealing with Deb becoming the favorite person in the couple amongst her friend group? And this makes me scream because it's so apparent. It's so apparent how much the friends are obsessed with you. Like literally to the point where we could both be in the room already and our friends are showing up after. And I'm the last hug. I am the last acknowledgement in my own home. In my own home. They're like, listen, Deb.
It happened one time.
No.
In the fourth floor. We were in the amenities room. And it's been one time.
No. Other people have done that for sure.
When?
A bunch of other times. It's always actually funnily, consistently Michael. It's Michael who's always like, who always will curve me for you every time. And Gage. Michael and Gage will always be like, Deb, walk right past me.
Listen, we love each other, okay?
What about us?
I love you too.
How does it feel to be the favorite person in the friend group, baby?
I don't know. I don't notice it, so couldn't tell you.
Oh, you're too popular. You're too cool to notice. Okay, I see how it is.
I don't see it, so I've just been treated like that day one. I don't know what to tell you. Pestle this is how I know your friend group.
Because they're so obsessed with you.
Apparently.
Literally, they are so obsessed with you, though. Like, even the gay men in our friend group were like, Deb is kind of hot.
Listen, let the people have their opinions. I'm not one to argue.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay. Next question is, list your favorite three things about each other, non-physical.
Oh, I love how warm you are. Is that physical?
I mean, my physical body temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it. I love how you're capable of showing me how much you love me. Whereas like previous partners I've had haven't been like able to express it in the way that you have shown me. I love that you're able to be goofy. Like you're not a very serious person. And I feel like with your job and like your status basically of the friend group, sometimes they take you as a serious person. But you're just so dumb. Like you'll literally... Not dumb in that sense, but you literally will just randomly grab my ass cheeks and just spread them apart to like the point where I don't even know what to say. And you'll just I don't know how to explain it, but you're very goofy. The third thing is how my absolute favorite thing about you is how you've legitimately, and I think about this all the time, is how you have legitimately manifested everything that you have in your life. And I think it's like incredible to see exactly what you've manifested for yourself.
That's my favorite thing. Oh, thank you, baby.
I love you.
I love you the most. No. Yeah. No. I think one of the first ones that I love about you is that you are so genuinely kind. Like, when we first met, obviously I just came out and all of this, and I was very nervous, but you have like a very, very like kind, open, warm energy where you always just want to make other people around you like feel good and accepted and like not like they're outcasts or like they, you know, don't belong in any type of scenario or situation. And I love that about you.
Thanks, baby.
I love you, baby. Another thing I love about you is that you're like fiercely loyal, and that maybe comes to a fault sometimes, but for the most part, you're like very loyal, like to your friends, to your family, to people that you love. You're like extremely loyal. You're kind of like the person where it's like in public, and if I'm wrong, you'll agree with me because you love me and you don't want me to look stupid in public, but in private, you'll be like, that was not right and you're a dumb bitch.
Hey, don't say that.
Maybe not those exact words, but you are like fiercely, fiercely loyal, and I love that about you. And then the last one that I love about you, that's a non-physical aspect, because you know I love your cheekies. I love them so much, is that you're very honest and you have good communication around it. Like, you, even though you hate that I do this to you now, but when we first kind of started seeing each other and we first kind of started dating, there were days that I would kind of like pull back or shut down, and you would sit there and like make me talk about my feelings, and not in a way where I felt like you were forcing me to do anything, but in a way where it was like, you know, it's not good for you to do this. Like, we should talk about this, da 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 da. And like, at first I wasn't super trusting to be able to like talk about my feelings with other people like that. The first like couple times we did it, I was like, okay. And like, you just handle it so well. And I love that about you too, because you create like a very safe environment for everybody you kind of do that with. Not obviously just me, but anybody who confides in you that way.
Listen, I love you.
I love you.
I want what's best for you. That's it. That's all.
I want what's best for you. You're my baby one.
No, you're mine.
You're mine.
I love you, the big one.
Someone else asks, what's the number one thing that we fight or squabble about?
We like to hit each other.
Oh, don't say that to the people. Like, Jesus Christ.
Okay, like, not in an abusive way, but like, I can get like very annoying sometimes.
Sometimes?
Physically annoying sometimes, not always. And then I just end up somehow getting the backhand.
I feel like we fight in a way where, like, I used to fight with my little sister. Where, like,
me too. That's someone exactly would do it.
One thing, like, you could flick me and I'd be like, fuck you. And I'd flick you a little harder. And then it just escalates and it's so
real bad.
And it's like over nothing at all. Like, we aren't actually even fighting over anything.
I don't remember the last thing that we fought about.
I think the only thing we consistently fight about is when you're annoying. And it's not even really a fight.
We just hit each other.
That's an awful thing to say.
Not in that way. If we're like, I don't know. I feel like if we're that open to communicating about it, it's not.
Yeah, I don't think we have like a consistent fight. Like, I don't think I'm like, ugh, I hate how you do this, and like, and I bring it up and then we fight about it, and you're like, I don't do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't, like I said, I don't really remember like a heated argument that we got into or a consistent argument other than my need for your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always busy doing DIY ADHD shit.
I'm working.
And I'm super needy, and you know I'm needy.
Like, I'm literally doing my job.
I am a teddy bear mask.
Please.
Not really a teddy bear mask, but
you're
I
golden
need
retriever.
The love of...
You're a golden retriever.
I'm not. I'm
you
a
are.
Lab. We went over this.
But no, I think that is like our most consistent like fight is like... when you annoy me, when I have things to do.
Yeah. That's about it.
Okay, baby. Pick a number between 1 and 20.
5.
Which physical feature of your partner attracts you the most?
Your titties.
Why?
Because. Your titties. I love your titties. I don't know how else to explain it. I just... I get cute aggression. I just want to...
You literally needed my one titty like a... like a ball of dough last night.
A loaf of bread, actually.
Okay, a loaf of bread.
Get it right.
Okay.
That's about it.
That's it.
They said one, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your number one?
Yeah.
Not my smile or something. Like, no. You know?
Titties. Titties. We all know your answer.
Your ass cheeks.
Yeah.
I love them. I love your booty cheeks.
Are you answering your own questions or am I supposed to ask you questions?
Well, are we on the same one? Are you sure?
Oh, maybe not.
There's only 20 questions.
Oh. Okay, keep going.
No, it's your turn. You have to ask me one now.
I feel like you've asked like the last three.
No. I'm asking these off of here now. Those three were from Instagram. The one is the culture wedding one. Do you want me to send you the link?
Sorry, what?
Do you want me to send you the link?
No, I got one. It says, your partner has the day off and an empty house. How does your partner spend the day? What do I do?
You don't sleep in. You will wake up at 5 a.m. You're going to wake up. You're going to check your phone. And then you're going to poop for 30 minutes.
Yes.
And then you're probably going to have a shower. And then you're going to put your gym clothes on and go to the gym. Then you're going to come home and you go, baby, I'm so hungry.
You're not home. You're not home.
I'm not home. Okay, you're gonna think I'm so hungry, and you're probably not gonna cook, so you're gonna order.
I feel like I'd cook.
Really?
Yeah. The only reason I haven't cooked is because this is your house, and I have cooked you stuff here.
I just think if it's your day off,
I'm not gonna use your groceries.
But I think if it's your day off, are you gonna be the one who cooks?
It depends on how much money I have in my pockets.
I feel like you would order.
Okay.
I feel like you'd order, and then you...
What would I order?
I don't know. It's kind of 50-50. I feel like...
It's almost lunchtime.
The buffalo chicky wrap? Almost lunchtime.
What is my favorite thing in the world to eat?
Sandwiches.
Amen.
Sandwiches. Thank you. A Subway.
Yes.
Which means you might probably go walk and get it because it's pretty close to us, but you would have a sandwich for lunch for sure. Yes. And then if you had the rest of the day off, like, are you staying home? Is that what you're asking me? Because I think you would just... play Zelda and hang out.
Yeah, it's an empty house. It says here, I think it's the question is if I had the house to myself.
Yeah, you would just like eat your little sandwich and play Zelda.
And eat?
Your butthole.
No, you're not home.
Okay.
My dessert, favorite dessert in the world.
Matcha ice cream.
Amen. See, this question would be hard for me because I feel like I don't know what your food choices are. Because I went off the rails and asked you my food choices because I know you know me like that.
Yeah.
But you like so many different foods.
I know.
Because I remember when we first met and I asked you what your favorite food was and you said peanut butter cookies. Yeah. And I went and I got you peanut butter cookies because I'm a freaking simp like that. And I came back and like weeks later, there was still an entire container of peanut butter cookies that were untouched. And I was like, damn, I got played so hard.
I just go through phases. I just have like...
You have ADHD. That's your problem.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't have called ADHD a problem, but in your case... With food, it is.
Who is more likely to forget their keys or wallet at home?
Me.
1,000,000% you.
I have legit walked. So where I'm deployed right now, you need your ID to get into the kitchen. And I have legit walked all the way to the kitchen and been like, shit, and had to walk back.
You literally like came home to the house yesterday because you forgot something.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, baby.
Okay, I know this question for you. Your partner asks you to get fast food for dinner. Where do you stop?
Where do you stop?
I know the answer to yours, but where do I stop?
That's like a drive-through?
Sure.
We don't really do a lot of drive-throughs with you, I feel like. Where would you go? Maybe Mary Brown's is our most recent one, but...
No, if I were to go through, I would probably go to Arby's.
We went to Arby's one time.
I know, but it's so far away. It's not even worth going.
Okay, where would I go?
Wendy's.
For sure. Wait, which one is yours?
Mine is like 250 plus. Like,
okay, I see it.
Oh my God, I know this one for you as well. What is your lover's biggest shopping addiction?
Your biggest shopping addiction? Vapes.
No, I've only bought one and like since I've been home.
How many other ones have you bought since we were dating?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Fine. Yours is purses.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Every time we're in like a store with like a purse shop, you're like, we need to stop there.
Yes, and?
Yes, and that's your biggest shopping addiction.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the very first meal I ever cooked for you?
What was it? Well, everything that you've ever cooked me is like a 10, so probably a 10.
I feel like it must have been a pasta.
Like the only thing that I have never liked that you cooked was like the tuna poke bowl, but only because the tuna was like too big. Mm. That was it. Mm-hmm. If the tuna was like size smaller, it would have been great. But everything that you've ever made me was really good.
Hmm.
No, you know what you made me actually?
What?
The breakfast. You cooked me breakfast the one day.
Which is surprising that you said it was good because I don't eat eggs, but we just had eggs in the fridge and I cooked you eggs and I like never tasted them. I never like whatever, but.
You also, it was surprising too because you don't like breakfast.
I don't. And you love breakfast foods.
You just said, I love you after 4 days.
I did not say I love you after 4 days. You said, that was basically you said saying you love, I love me first.
I sure did. See, these are like a lot of wedding songs, but. So
who's more likely to pass out 5 minutes after Christmas dinner?
You. You're a big napper.
You okay, I don't do a lot of naps. You no, just but like, can't nap. You turn
I
into
can't
a
nap
because
you won't let me nap.
No, you turn into a gremlin when you nap. It's literally like the movie. It's like the gremlin movie where you get them wet and then they get grumpy. That's you if I wake you up from a nap.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to have a nap. You just want to go to bed.
And that's the thing is like, that's why I can't nap because you won't let me nap. What's something that always makes your spouse laugh?
That makes you laugh? I don't know. Us? Just anything? I could literally look at you the wrong way and you would start laughing. Yeah.
That's my same answers for you. Wow, that was not English.
It was the same answer-ish for sure.
Who spends the most money on personal items?
Okay, that's an unfair question. Okay, your spouse asks you to grab them a treat from the store on the way home. What do you buy?
Croissant?
Croissant? Like the donut ones from Safeway are my favorites. The donut croissant. Oh!
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I don't know. Chips?
I do love a chip and pickle dip chips? Consistently. Yeah.
What would your ideal answer for me have been?
A little snack on the way home?
No, Mike, like for me to you.
That like I would, pick
I would
up
buy
for you, That you would pick up for me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think your croissant is a fair one. I've been on a croissant kick lately, so.
Butter croissants are lit.
I love you.
I spoke. What is their most annoying habit?
Your most annoying habit? You're just annoying, period. You're just needy.
Listen, I warned you. I legit sat you down the one day and I told you. And I had a full conversation with you and I told you why. So the fact that you're surprised when it happens is kind of your fault.
I'm not surprised when it happens. I'm just like, baby, please leave me alone.
I just need to find like an outlet. When I get annoying...
you need a different outlet.
Yeah, that's you're my outlet. And so I need to find a different one where like I'm doing something or like I'm distracted, but I haven't found it yet because I'm never home to find it.
You've been home for 2 weeks.
And then I'm leaving again to pick up more annoying habits.
I hope not. I can't do it. I can't do it, baby.
What's your partner's biggest fear? I know yours.
Your biggest fear? I would say probably like losing your family.
Yours is death.
For sure. Like, mine is absolutely death.
Like, mm-hmm. That is one that I don't understand because it's so inevitable, but
I don't know. It just freaks me out.
What's something that makes your spouse cry? Spouse. Wow, we're married.
We're married now. I don't know. Lots of things make you cry.
Tequila mostly.
Tequila. But tequila is your go-to drink.
I know,
though.
I love tequila, but it makes me
but
cry.
But it makes you cry every time. My favorite
actually,
one.
Actually, last 2 times I drank, I didn't cry.
Yeah, but my favorite tequila cry story is when we were on FaceTime when you were deployed and I was building the set for this podcast and I like had my headphones on and a bun and whatever and I was literally just building stuff and you were like, I'm going to cry because look how cute you are. And you literally just were so lit that you just cried over how cute I looked in the grainy FaceTime video.
Listen, it's not my fault you look like a freaking like that.
It's funny though, I tweeted it because your direct quote was, look how cute you are, I'm gonna cry, as you were just crying.
Well, the thing that makes you cry the most is me.
Yeah, well, I make you cry the most too.
Especially when I'm about to leave, you're just like, I'm gonna cry.
I did cry the last time that I dropped you off for deployment. It was sad. You were leaving me for like 5 months.
Yeah, I did do that.
Yeah, that's so rude.
How does your partner tell you that they're in the mood?
You go, so are we fucking tonight?
No, I don't. That's a lie. That's a straight up lie.
Or I could be oblivious and I could be too close to you and you could go, you're too close to me, you're turning me on.
Okay, but why is that an or? The first one isn't even right.
It is right.
No, it's not. I don't say, are we fucking tonight? I say, can I strap you?
Literally always. That's always the go-to. Can I strap you? Do you prefer the strap?
Do I prefer the strap?
Yes.
Like, do I prefer to strap you or? receive.
To strap me.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're internally stimulated, so.
So are you, but you don't let me strap you.
Because you don't have a good strap for me.
And every time I suggest we go get one, you go, no.
Well, you literally suggested it today, and I'm like, I'm leaving tomorrow.
No, I suggested it literally like the second day you came home.
We were busy doing other stuff.
Shut up.
We were busy doing other stuff.
I could have been busy strapping you. Ridiculous.
Well, too bad you listened to me.
Well, how do I tell you that I'm in the mood?
You just straight up tell me. I feel like I'm the one who like initiates it.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
I would say. But also, too, it's because you have like a way higher sex drive than I do.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm the one who always like starts it.
Yeah.
And then you just.
Sometimes. I feel
and
like
then
I've,
you just be like. You're
I've
just
initiated
like,
here and there. Yeah. But you definitely initiate way more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to get married?
Yes.
Yeah. To me?
Yeah. No.
No.
LaShawn Ellen would be great.
Shut up.
I would love to get married to her. She could literally walk up to your door right now and I would follow her.
You're so ridiculous.
I would take this promise ring off and I would go out the door.
Wow. So you hate my guts.
No, I love LaShawn Ellen Lynch.
You can't even say her last name right.
I'm just saying. But yes, I do want to marry you. Just not for a very long time.
Tell the people why you won't move in with me.
Because I have two kids.
We have a kid together.
It's not really my kids. They are my sibling. And I can't say the second one because that has to remain anonymous for protective reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Protective reasons against me.
Uh-huh.
But yes, two kids.
Two kids. Okay. Final question. Most important question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Will you let me eat your butthole?
No. No, I will not let you eat my butthole.
For those of you listening who were confused by that, this is our favorite running joke because I don't think either of us seriously want to eat each other's assholes, but...
No, I do. I want to eat your butthole.
Why?
I just can't spread your dance cheeks because every time I can't even get in there with my fingers because you like clench your butt cheeks and I can't pry them open. Like, yeah, it probably takes the amount of pressure that it takes to lift a freaking car to part your butt cheeks. I would eat your ass.
I just like to terrorize you.
It's so unfair.
Because you have less strong cheeks.
It is so unfair. You have probably touched my asshole like 5 times at least.
My favorite? Okay, for real, last question. Share your favorite memory about me. One of my favorite memories about you, which is applicable to this conversation, is when we were at my house. I think you had just had a shower and I was sitting on the bed and you like dropped your towel and you were naked. And I was like sitting on the bed and I wrapped my arms around you and I had my hands on your butt cheeks. And I just took both cheeks in my hands and I pulled. And I basically opened your booty hole to the world. But it was so funny because you just like looked up at the sky with your mouth open. And you were like genuinely speechless. You were afraid that like if you made any sound, it might come out the wrong side of your body.
Listen, when you spread my cheeks like that and my butthole was exposed, my entire soul had no idea which side of my body sound was going to come from, so nothing came out. My mouth was wide open and my butthole was stretched open. And there was very much a lot of confusion in my body as to where it wanted to expel air from. So, yes.
Favorite memory.
It is not my favorite memory.
I have never laughed so hard that I did in that moment. It was truly one of the funniest things I've ever experienced.
It is my favorite memory in the sense that your face was I didn't even know how to explain your face, but it was like shocked the same way I was. And then when you realized and I actually was able to form a sentence and told you what was going on, you died laughing. And I was like, oh my God.
I loved that moment. It was one of my favorite moments of our entire relationship.
So far, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's your favorite one too?
I don't know. Because there's a lot of them. I don't really have one. It'd take a lot more time than we have to think about it.
Oh, you don't just have one off the top of your head where you're like, oh, I love you. Wow, that's crazy. So you hate my guts.
Yeah.
Wow. No favorite memory at all?
No, not really.
Wow. Okay.
They're all equally great.
Well, I guess that's that on that. Do you have anything else to say before we close out the episode?
No.
Stay super freaky.
Have a great asshole.
Vagina. I love you.
Have a good asshole.
Have a great vagina.
Have a good asshole.
I love you.
I love you.
Good night.
Good night.
That is it for today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to screenshot this episode and share it over on Instagram and tag me at Hey Bitches Podcast. I would absolutely love to chat shit in the DMs with you guys about this episode. Before you go, make sure to subscribe to Hey Bitches wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you are an Apple Podcast listener, make sure to give the show a 5-star rating and review. It really does help me out and I would really appreciate it. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have an incredible day. I will see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye, bitch.